Okay, let's just finish up Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis. So this will be a shorter shir because we're already well into Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis. The Gemara is up to Ki Hadar of Nachman Gazar Ta'anisa. That's on the third wide line already, and we're just going to try to finish the parak over here. Ki Hadar of Nachman, the Gemara tells a story. Ki Hadar of Nachman Gazar Ta'anisa Betreser. Rav Nachman made a tainus, a fast day, on the 12th day of Adar. Amrli Rabbanan, Yom Turyanasu. The Rabbanan said to him, wait, it's a celebratory day, it's Yom Turyanas. Amrluhu Yom Turyanas Kufei Batuli Batluhu. He said to them, no, Yom Turyanas we've already done away with. Hol v'nergu bo Shmaya v'Achia Achiv. As we learned at the end of yesterday's shir, that it's the day that Shmaya and Achia, his brother were both killed, so it actually became a sad day. So says the Gemara, v'tepikle, it should still be asur to fast on Yud Beis Adar, tavel Yom Shalifnei Nikanar. Because anyway, it's the day before the celebratory day of Nikanor, which is a big day. So Amravashi hashta iu gufei batluhu mishum yomi Nikanor nekum v'nigzar. So think about it. The celebration of that day itself we did away with because it became so sad. You don't think we're going to do with the celebration of it being the day before a celebratory day? Of course we do away with that also. If you're mevatel the celebration that belongs on that day, its unique status of it being a special day, of course you're going to be mevatel any unique status it enjoys of being the day before a special day. So now the Gemara explains, my Nikanor umay Turyanos. What were these two great things that happened to the Jewish people, that we had a day called Nikanor and a day called Turyanus? So Gemara says, here's the story. Detanya, Nikanor echon miapricha yevanim haya. Nikanor was an officer, a Greek officer. Ubekol yom v'yom hayemeinif yado al Yehuda v'Yerushalayim. Every day he would wave his hand against Yehuda and Yerushalayim va'omer, and he would say, emosai tipol biyadi ve'erm sena. When is it this land going to fall on my hand and I'll destroy it? Ukshkavar malchus beis chashmonai even itzchum. So when the Chashmonaim defeated the Greeks, cut it to Bahonos Yadav, they cut off his thumbs, Uraglav, and his big toes, Utalim Bishari Yushlaim, and they hung up his thumbs and his big toes, those same thumbs that he waved against the Jewish people and in the gates of Yushlaim. Va'amru, and they said, Pesha Yimadaber Begaiva, Yadayim Shayimanifal Sal Yushlaim, Tasabahem Nakama. The mouth that spoke with such arrogance, and the hands that would wave themselves against Yushlaim, we now take revenge against. So let's make that a main point. Gemara explains Yom Nikanor. As the day we got revenge against a Greek officer who taunted us, who arrogantly taunted us with gaiva. So says Gemara, my Turyanus, good. So what is Turyanus? Amru kishabikesh Turyanus larugas Lulianus and Papus achiv belutkia. When the king Turyanus wanted to kill Lulianus and Papus, his brother, in Lutkia, in his place called Lud, Amr them, he said to them, Imei amashal chanani mishal v'azari atem, yavo lokechem yatzil eschem yadi. If you guys are so special, if you come from the nation that chanani mishal v'azari descended from, so let your God come and save you from me. Kederuch shitil chanani mishal v'azari, miyanu v'chanetzar. Just like Hashem save Hanani Mishal Azariah from Nebuchadnezzar. So Amrulo, so those two tzaddikim said to him that there are a lot of differences between us and them that could cause that Hashem is not going to make a miracle for us. Because Hanani Mishal Azariah tzaddikim gemurin hayu, uruin hayu lasos lem nes. Hanani Mishal Azariah were complete tzaddikim. They deserved a miracle. Nebuchadnezzar melech hagun haya. And also Nebuchadnezzar was an appropriate king. V'roi lasos nes al yado. So he's deserving, an amazing thing. The nes happened against Nebuchadnezzar, but he's deserving of having the nes happen to him because he's at least a real king. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu finds it worthy to trouble himself to put down Nebuchadnezzar. V'osa Rasha Hedyotu, but you're just a lowlife. You don't really deserve a nes to happen. V'eni roi la'asis nes al yado. You don't deserve a nes to happen through your hands. V'anu plus us, nischayavnu kaliya l'makom. We've done averos, we deserve to get killed. V'imein atah hargenu harbe hargam yesh lo l'makom. And if you don't kill us, Hashem will get us killed anyway. V'harbe dubin v'arayos yesh. There are plenty of bears and lions that can maul us and attack us at any time that Hashem could send against us. But obviously Hashem hasn't given us over in your hand. It's just the only reason Hashem has you killing us is so that Hashem could take revenge against you and then kill you. Meaning Hashem's going to kill us anyway. The fact that you're the one to kill us just means that Hashem wants to seek revenge against you and he's going to kill you one day. He wasn't convinced not to kill them. He still killed them right away. That very moment, two Roman officials came and beat the guy's brains in and killed him on the spot. So that was the great celebration of Turyanus. It was a great Kiddush Hashem that what they said was correct, that what Pappus and Lulianus said is correct. So let's make that a main point. Celebration of Turyanus. Of Turyanus was when the prediction of Pappus and Lulianus came true. Good. Ein gozrin tainus al tzibur. The Mishnah said we're not gozrin tainus on the tzibur b'tchila b'chamishi. We don't start a set of fast days on Thursday. And ein gozrin tainus brashi chadashim and Chanukah and Purim. We don't set a fast day on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, or Purim. But if we start a fast day on those days, if we had started a normal day, we don't stop it for those days. B'kami ahavi aschala. What's called begin? How many fast days do you need to fast before these days come in order for them to be part of the series and not to stop the entire fast? Ravacham or shalosh. You have to have had at least three fast days before you hit a Rosh Chodesh, a Chanukah, or a Purim. Rav Asi Amar Achas, that you only need one fast day to have happened before you hit Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, or Purim in order to not stop. And so the Mishnah had said that Rav Gamliel said that if you began to fast on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim, you don't stop. And Rav Meir explained that nevertheless, we don't finish the fast all the way till the end of the day. We stop closer before the end of the day. So Amar Rav Yudah Marav, Zodivir Rav Meir, Shar Mishom, Rav Gamliel. That's what Rav Meir says in the name of Rav Gamliel, that even when you fast on these special days, you don't complete the fast. But the Chachamim say you do complete the fast. Darish Marzutz Mishmeid Rav Huna Halacha Mesana Umashlim. We paskin that we do complete the fast. So the last main point, even though Reb Meir says not to complete a fast on Rosh Chodesh Chanukah Purim, we paskin like the Chachamim that misana umashlim. That misana umashlim. Great. We hadron alach seder tainios ketzan. God willing, next time when we do Yotes Amrav, it's going to be a little bit of a longer shir because we're going to start it way down here on Daf Yud Chesam and Beis at the Mishnah.